Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Safe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with my co-host, Mike Gary. And, Mike, we have got a lot of things going on this week. The World Baseball Classic is well underway. It happens every 4 years, and there's really no good time to have this tournament because it's preseason, and a lot of these great players that aren't in this tournament are sidelined. But the U.S. has certainly got a great team, and they are advancing. And Japan seems to be the team that's overwhelming everybody with Shohei Ohtani and all the great players that they have there. And the Dominican fell out to Puerto Rico. We've had a perfect game so far by Puerto Rico. Pretty exciting, and a lot of poor umpiring.
It wasn't a perfect game necessarily for Edwin Diaz, though, for Puerto Rico, who I believe suffered a season-ending ACL injury celebrating that victory.
That's true. And now the New York Mets are sure not to have any players performing in this tournament the next time it comes around. This guy is the highest paid closer in baseball, signed a $100 million contract, and couldn't help but over celebrate. And now he's put a big damper on how the Mets, who I think are probably the most loaded team in baseball coming into this year, but now they have suffered a major, major loss with Edwin Diaz.
Yeah, that's tough. And, you know, you mentioned on previous shows that you had stuff built into your contract where, you know, no jet skiing, no paragliding, right, none like that. I mean, you'd think that the Mets, if they're paying out this guy $100 million, be like, look, you can only play baseball for us, no exceptions.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that that's probably the rule. They do have these enormous contracts today that are also protected by insurance. But you do have to be overprotective. These guys are a major asset to your team. This is going to be a major loss. This is really kind of changes things for the Mets. Not something that is good. And you know, the part that's really difficult about this tournament is you're asking your greatest players to be prepared before the season even begins. And they haven't played but a handful of games. They haven't been here to work out and train, so they're not in their best shape or performance level, and it's really kind of a disadvantage. So if you are able to hit that sweet spot in the right place, then you probably perform pretty well. But the Dominican really had a loaded team, and they are now ousted, and Puerto Rico and Dominican have a big rivalry anyway, because they are always engaged in the Caribbean World Series, which starts off before the regular season does. But anyway, we're going to be right back with our special guest, Steve Edwards, right after this message. Hi, this is Dodger legend Ron Say. If you're a business owner, would you like to save 20 to 30% on your monthly health insurance premium while improving your benefits? Then give BFF Financial a call. If you have more than 10 employees and you're interested in building a tax-free retirement income that can be funded with tax-deductible dollars, then give BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Those are just two of the things that my friends at BFF Financial can help you with. They make some of the most important financial decisions that a business owner must make. Easy to understand. Many of my friends who are business owners always talk about how much they are looking to stretch their budgets and do more for their employees, their family, and themselves. If you are in the same situation, give my friends at BFF Financial a call at 888-908-4BFF. Call the team at BFF Financial at 888-908-4BFF to get a free consultation. Tell them Ron sent you. BFF Financial, simplifying the complex. 888-908-4BFF, or visit us at bfffinancial.com. Balance7.com.
Hello, everyone. Fred Dreyer here for Balance7.com. Do you suffer from low energy, acid reflux, heartburn, joint discomfort, or a weak immune system? Well, Balance7 is your answer. Balance7 dilutes the acid in your body and kickstarts your immune system. That's right. 3 sips a day is all you need. In 3 days, you will feel the difference. Balance7 is my go-to drink to energize me every day. Stop taking those caffeinated, sugar-filled energy drinks. Balance 7 works. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, cut the acid in your body with Balance 7. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Use the code word FRED to get $15 off your order and free shipping. Plus a money-back guarantee. Man, you can't beat this. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or go to balance7.com. And don't forget the code word FRED.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-351-8614. That's 800-351-8614. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-351-8614.
They still call me the Penguin.
We are back with We'll See About That. Ron Say with Mike Gary. And we have our special guest, Steve Edwards. Steve, welcome to the show. And we also have Mike Horn, who is the big man at CRN Radio, is going to be sitting in with us today. Gentlemen, welcome. Steve.
Is Mike going to talk a lot?
He's probably going to
talk. I'll talk an awful lot.
Okay. First of all, I want to blame you for something, Ron. I played in a softball league, right? And when they saw me run, where my legs didn't get up too high, they called me what?
I think they probably called you the Penguin.
They called me the Penguin. I didn't know if I liked it or not, so I blame you.
Okay, well, okay. I liked it because I thought that it was endearing, which I believe it to be. And there was, you know, a similarity to it. Mm-hmm. And the kids loved it.
Yeah. It wasn't there. They were just making fun of me, though.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have asked me, oh, geez, did you like your nickname, the Penguin? I loved the nickname, the Penguin, because it was beyond me. It was really kind of how the rest of the people accepted it. And the kids absolutely loved it, because they'd say, there goes the Penguin. There's Mr. Penguin.
Tommy Lasorda loved it. I mean, come on. He called you Penguin all the time.
And he took credit for that, which is not his.
Not true, but
Tommy,
that's all right,
did that a lot.
Well, Tommy did a lot of things a lot.
Yes, he did.
Lasorda used to say, do his thing about, you know, if you say a cub, you know, a bear cub is, and
right,
a padre is a religious figure, but a Dodger is only this. Well, the same thing about the Penguin.
Right.
There's only one Penguin in baseball, man. That's
true.
And you know what? I really do like that idea of the Dodgers. The Dodgers are the only team in professional sports that has – it's not related to anything else.
That's
it's
right.
It's only baseball. You have the Giants. You have the Giants in baseball, and you
football.
Have them in football.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
sure.
So you know, it's just really unique. And we had such a kind of an aura, if you will. You know, we had our own plane. We were the only team in baseball that had our own plane with Dodger logo on the side of it, flying through the sky.
What was that like flying on that, by the way?
Did you get like seats everywhere,
peanuts, or did they have like gourmet food on there? A lot of us would like to know what it's like when you have your own flight.
Well, we had 3 card tables, I think. The main table was in the back for the guys who like to gamble a little bit. Mm-hmm. The rest of the games were kind of just a pastime. But every seat on the plane was first class. And we had
who did you sit with?
I used to play crazy eights with a bunch of lunatics that cheated all the time. Tom Pashorek, Doug Rau, Mark Cressy was our
Cressy, the biggest bullpen. of the bullpen guy.
Right, and these guys, you know, they would make their day when they won crazy eights.
Cressy was the bullpen.
Yes, he was
catcher.
Yeah,
Beach.
Yes,
Beach.
Exactly.
They called him Beach.
Very good call.
Yeah, okay.
Very good.
Always you know this, Steve Edwards, because you did. You began in radio, got into TV, but when radio, you were one of the greatest sports talk hosts of all time, and were in Los Angeles during the heydays of the Dodgers. So you know a lot of this information.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know a lot about Say, by the way. I won't tell it all. I will not tell it all.
Please don't.
Please. But I do want to say something. I want to embarrass you.
Okay.
I was telling this before the show. You had a great career, and people appreciate you, and so many fans, and, you know, you are a Dodger. And if you live in Chicago, you're a Cub. But I feel you're criminally underrated as a player in history.
Thank you.
And I don't say it because we're sitting here and I like you. I go to analytics for this. Now, when you say analytics, you lose half the audience, and every scout you've ever known will run away. However, there are a couple of numbers. I don't like analytics for game time decisions. That's stupid. But in terms of assessing careers, we now have so much more information than we used to have, and probably you more than any other player gains from our understanding and our knowledge of it.
You know what, Steve? I have to commend you for that, because there's not a lot of people who recognize that. And the reason I say it is because it's there. It's available.
It's
all
right
you have
there.
To do is go look for it.
Don't interrupt me while I'm commending you.
Okay.
You can't commend me until I'm through commending you.
Yes, sir.
And Mike, you can't say anything.
I'm quiet.
Okay. All right. I don't want to bore people with numbers, so I'll simplify it. There are new ways of measuring how effective ball players were. One of the simplest ways, not a perfect tool or no perfect tools, is what's called OPS. OPS basically says how many times, what's the percentage that you got on base via hits, walks, being hit by a pitch, etc., plus your slugging, and you put it together. Then there's a figure beyond that called OPS Plus, and this is the number I love, because OPS Plus takes that number and adjusts it to where you played, when you played, and what your circumstances were. So I'm going to make a couple of points. One is, you played, you had an incredible storied career in the worst hitter's ballpark in the major leagues. The prime of your career was spent in a place where balls went to die, Dodger Stadium. And yet you compiled all these numbers. Your OPS plus number for your career is the same exact number. Do you know where I'm going with this?
No.
All right. With a man who just was elected to the Hall of Fame, third baseman Scott Rolen.
Hi.
You have the exact same career numbers, which basically said if he had played in Dodger Stadium and you had played in Philly, you'd be in the Hall of Fame, my friend.
There you go.
That's very possible. You're right. We did hit the exact same number of home runs.
Wow.
And
so, I don't know, 316.
316,
yeah.
The most home runs by a L.A. Dodger and the fifth most home runs in Dodger franchise history.
Thank you very much.
Yes. What else can we? What else?
Well,
when he couldn't get on base, he got hit in the head with a fastball in the World Series and got first base. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Oh, did you get hit in the World Series?
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, okay.
I also want to add to this. People who follow baseball somewhat look at batting average. That's what we always did. When I was a kid, I knew everybody's batting average.
Right.
What we've learned now, this is what I love about the numbers, is where does the value come from? The value comes from getting on base. Because when you get on base, you're on base. And when you get on base, you're not making an out. You only get three outs in an inning. When you walk, or in your case, get hit, when you get on base, that is of real value. And that's where you shine. Your plate discipline was so much better than other people you played with who may have more glamour around them, but don't, I'm not going there, but don't have the numbers. All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
I'm going to add to this just a little bit since you brought it up, and only because you brought it up. You're familiar with war. You're familiar with everything else.
Yes.
I am the number one ranked Los Angeles Dodger infielder of all time. Number one.
I believe that.
And the only two people in the history of the Dodgers that's higher than mine are Pee Wee Reese and Jackie Robinson.
And who are they?
Hall of Famers.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Right. So, you know, I hear of numbers being retired and this and that and whatever. Please just tell me how I didn't get a little bit higher up the ladder than I did. If you have another Hall of Famer who I came from the same state, we have many comparisons, Ron Santo.
Yes.
Who I did play against.
Yes.
If you take our careers based on a 162-game schedule, take the names away, put the numbers out there, they're interchangeable.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Interchangeable.
And sadly, he didn't go into the Hall.
Until posthumously.
Sadly.
Soon after he died.
And this is the one part where I'm saying, I had an opportunity. My high school years ago was going to dedicate the baseball field to me.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a glitch in it somewhere, and it finally got back to me that I had to be deceased to be able to have the name field.
No, thank you.
The field named after me. So I said, I can wait for that one.
Yeah.
Well, what was Ron Santo's number, by the way?
Number 10.
Yeah, there you go. The greats. Am I right? Yeah. Steve wears a number 10 all the time. He was on radio and TV. A lot of people don't know that.
Just at home. I walk around with a T-shirt that says number 10.
But seriously, let's talk more about you, Steve. So that's really some interesting stuff here, yes.
We are. And we're going to talk more about him being a Yankee fan, too.
Never mind. We'll talk about it.
I'll explain
that. You will explain
that. I will explain
it. I know the truth.
Come on. I've been good to you so far.
I was beginning to think that I was your favorite player. But, you know, you have other stories, and maybe we'll get around to it.
Somebody named Mantle?
Yeah. He was my favorite, but not my number one favorite, Willie Mays.
There you go.
We're
going
to be back with Steve Edwards and Mike Horn right after this. Please stay with us. Thanks for joining us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635, 800-732-9635, 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Hello, Ron Save. We have returned to We'll See About That, and we have our special guest, Steve Edwards, who was a Yankee fan in the early beginnings of living in New York. So I want to ask you about, you know, who your favorite player was and why were you a Yankee fan?
Well, it's simple. It's a geographical destiny. I lived in the Bronx. I grew up in the Bronx. I mean, and as a little kid, it was still when baseball was the only major team sport.
Yeah.
Football was just about to take over at that moment, but baseball was still it. And Mickey Mantle played for the Yankees. And Whitey Ford played for the Yankees. And Yogi Berra played
for the Yankees.
Yeah. And as a kid, all I knew was they went to the World Series every single year and usually won the World Series. And when they went to the World Series, they often played against my second favorite team, the Brooklyn Dodgers. How could I not love the Brooklyn Dodgers? My mother was from Brooklyn, and you had Jackie and Pee Wee and Duke and Gil Hodges and Campy and all of those people.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened over time? Because I'm going to come out okay on this.
Okay.
All right. What happened over time was that I was a Yankee fan. Dodger was my second choice. If they played each other, I was a Yankee fan, but I always felt bad if the Dodgers lost. And I moved around the country, going to college, getting into broadcasting, and the Yankees, you know, became the Steinbrenner Yankees. There were no Mickeys and Yogis, and the Dodgers still, it was the end of the Sandy Koufax and Drysdale and whatever. And by the time I moved here in 1978 and you were playing against the Yankees in the World Series, I was kind of torn, and within a year or so, it was over.
Yeah.
I was a Dodger fan. That was it. So if there are any Yankee fans out there, screw you.
But I got a question for you. I have a little.
Hold on. Okay.
So you grew up in the Bronx. I grew up in L.A. I love listening to Vin Scully. So you talked about liking Mickey Mantle. I'm guessing, because Steve Edwards, you've had such a storied career in broadcasting, that maybe it was Mel Allen doing the broadcast at that. Who was the announcer who influenced you early on to want to be a broadcaster?
Mel Allen was the soundtrack of my childhood.
There you go.
But not only Mel, there was that young broadcaster over there, Vin Scully,
yep,
with Red Barber.
Right.
And you had probably 8 or 9 Hall of Fame announcers in New York at that time.
Was that your attraction to radio? Did you follow those games and listen, or was it something else?
There was nothing more fulfilling than to be in your bed at night with the radio near your ear and listening to the sound of Mel Allen saying, "How about that? That ball is going. It is gone." Every announcer has copied him except Vin.
Yeah.
And talking about, I thought a home run was a White Owl Wallop or a Ballantine Blast. All the kids all called it that. We didn't realize it's the sponsor thing. It's just, that's what they said. It's a lot. That ball is going. It is gone. It is a White Owl Wallop for Mickey.
You know, I used to remember growing up, too. I would go to bed with my transistor radio in Tacoma, Washington, and I would listen to the Pacific Coast League games. And it was, I'd go to sleep with that.
Yeah, me too.
Did you play stickball?
I played stickball. I played a specific game called punch ball, which nobody else played anywhere else except, I think, in the Bronx and Brooklyn, which was, you know, sort of like a baseball game, except you had a high-bouncing ball. Koufax played this game.
Okay.
He always related to this game. And you throw it in the air, and you'd punch it. And you could punch it over the fence. It's a home run, or a single, or a double. You had the fielders around. You never had quite a field. You made a field out of wherever you were. The manhole cover was second base. The no parking sign was first base. We played that every day, and we played stickball as well.
we had a strike zone painted on either the wall or the fence or the brick.
Oh, we did that too.
Chalk.
Yes.
And if you hit it, it's like, you know, that square monitor that they have on TV now.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the lines where you hit it. So it was a strike. But did you emulate some of the Yankee players while you were playing? Were you Mickey Mantle every day?
Of course
you were.
I was Mickey Mantle.
Did you switch hit?
Well, I was just going to say that, to the point where I tried to switch it. I couldn't, but I did it anyway because he did it.
Exactly.
And also, I realized as I played, I was always announcing.
There you go.
Yeah, I was always announcing.
Practicing.
Yeah, always announcing. And I didn't set out to be a broadcaster at all.
You didn't?
No. In college, I was a drama major. That's where I met my wife, my current wife. And then I went to graduate school to be a clinical psychologist. And I was studying to be a shrink because I'm so interested.
Helped you out in your career later on. Well, that's a whole other story.
I needed one, yeah. and at some point, something hit me. And it's, what do I really want to do with my life? What do I love? What is passionate for me? And I happened, fortunately, in our little apartment project, a sports writer for the Houston. I was in graduate school in Houston for the Houston Post, I guess, or the Chronicle. Lived there. So we would hang out, and we'd go to games, and I'd meet other people. And suddenly I said, this is what I want. I don't want to be a psychotherapist, even if I have some skills for this and understanding people and being curious as to why we are the way we are, why people who get all their dreams realized are still miserable, and there are people who don't get any dreams realized and they're happy lives, and why are we three steps away from punching each other out no matter what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
I want to understand these things.
But sports was your inroad. That was your passion to start in broadcasting?
My passion to start was sports, politics, entertainment. I loved it all.
So you loved it all?
I loved it all. I always wanted to be as a broadcaster, do everything.
Listen more to radio than television early on as a kid?
Obviously. There was a time in radio when there were people on with names like Gene Shepard and Long John Nebel, and these guys would just talk, and they'd be fascinating. And Gene Shepard would go on for 2 hours and just talk, and you'd listen to every word he would say. He's the guy who said, go to your windows now and start hollering invectives. And 500 kids in New York would go to their windows and start shouting out the windows, you know. He once created a phony soap to prove that he could sell things, and suddenly people going to stores asking for the soap that didn't exist. So, yeah, those were probably the main things that drove me.
Oh. You know, you've done so many different shows. You did Two on the Town. You've done Sports Talk. You had a show called Friday Night with Steve Edwards in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And is that when you were talking about FM radio and how chaotic it was?
FM radio was my very first job.
Really?
First job in Houston. I was in graduate school. I took a leave of absence that I'm still on, so I never got my PhD. And I went through the phone book, and I called all the radio stations, and I found one that would let me come in and talk to them. It was located opposite the Manned Spacecraft Center, the Johnson Spacecraft Center, KMSC, Manned Spacecraft Center. And we used to say on the air, we're operating 100,000 watts in the horizontal plane and 100,000 watts in the vertical plane. I live 12 miles away. I couldn't get the station. But boy, that's what I learned the rule. The smaller the station, the bigger the sound.
Yeah.
So, for instance, we had the way we introduced our newscast, which meant me, as the disc jockey, would then do the news. We'd have a big sound that went bum, 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 from around the world and across the street. Award-winning KMSC Capsule News. While this is playing, I would run into the closet where we had the teletype, UPI teletype, rip off the news, run back in, read the news, put it back, and then go to the next record. Bum, 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 award winning. As a matter of fact, do I have time for this story?
Sure.
When I first got into radio, first of all, I couldn't believe they gave me a job. They were impressed with all my education. People say, what did education do for you? For me, it got me in the door. And I, the next thing I know is, you know, I'm on the air for hours. And I remember on a Saturday, early in the morning, 6 to noon, and I do this whole thing. And bum, 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 and I do the newscast, and I think, I'm getting pretty good at this stuff. This is pretty good. And then I look at the phone bank, and one light is ringing. It's ringing. So I pick up the phone while the record's playing, and I said, KMSE. And it's my wife. And she said, I said, pretty good, right? And she said, I don't know. Because I heard the whole bum, 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 bum. And then there were 6 minutes of silence. And then it came back, bum, 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 bum. Oh, I turned the mic off. I didn't turn it on. Then the next Saturday, I'm on the air. Now, you guys, you will know this, Mr. Longtime Radio over here.
Exactly.
There was a machine where you can get Cokes. I'm alone in the station for 6 hours. I'm getting Cokes. And what's happening is it's starting to build up. All the Cokes are starting to build up, and the gas bubbles are getting closer to my throat. So I'm on the air, and I realize I'm going to explode with a belch. So I turned the mic off, and I exploded with a belch, and then I went back on. And, you know, I was in the weather, I remember. And coming up the weather, whatever happened. And then I turned the mic back on. It's going to be 72, partly cloudy, and then went to the music. One phone light lights up on the phone bank. KMSE. Did you just belch on the air? It was my wife.
Big listener. Big fan of yours.
Well, there's something I realized. The truth is, I think she was the only listener. She may have been the only one.
We got to get him some Balance 7. I got a new sponsor for this show. I'll tell you right now, Balance7.com.
I've had some indelible moments in my career, too, that make me laugh a lot. And it kind of makes it all worthwhile because you know that there's going to be times where, it's not going to go smooth.
It's
a matter of how you can get through it. But we've got plenty more to talk about with Steve Edwards. We're going to be taking a short break here. And we will be back with We'll See About That right after this message.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer, Michelle.
As an entrepreneur, every day is different. My phone bill from Cricut, on the other hand, always stays the same. Without surprises, hidden fees, or annual contracts, I can work worry-free.
That's Michelle, everybody, doing business like a boss. Smile, you're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial. See CricutWireless.com for details.
Get ready, because Scott's is taking over Daylight Saving Time. It's such a big event that we're calling it Daylong Saving Time. And now it's got real savings. In fact, it's the biggest deals of the year. Audacious? Absolutely. So don't wait. Stock up early and you'll be able to save up to $20 on Scott's Triple Action and Easy Seed products today at the Home Depot and Lowe's. Offers available March 9th through 22nd at select U.S. stores, while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See store for exact offers.
This message is provided by Boehringer Ingelheim. Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF, is one of the more common forms of progressive fibrosing interstitial lung diseases, with symptoms including breathlessness during activity, a dry and persistent cough, chest discomfort, fatigue, and weakness. There are more than 200 lung disorders that can lead to pulmonary fibrosis, an irreversible scarring of lungs that can negatively impact lung function, quality of life, and may become life-threatening. While approved treatments for people living with these diseases can help slow disease progression, new therapies are needed to help potentially stop progression. Fortunately, there is new research underway to assess the safety and efficacy of an investigational treatment in patients with IPF and other progressive ILDs. This is part of Boehringer Ingelheim's Phase 3 Global Fibrinear Program. To learn more about Fibrinear and eligibility requirements, visit fibrinear-ipf.longboat.com and fibrinear-ild.longboat.com.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the Rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The Rope Trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified 2% based on total average rates.
This Week in Dodger History is brought to you by BFF Financial. The solutions are ours, the decisions are yours.
The fans are rooting for
Hello, friends. Mike Gary with This Day in Dodger History presented by BFF Financial. Today in Dodger history, on this day, March 18th, 1955, the great Sandy Koufax and Don Drysdale made their rookie debuts for the Dodgers by pitching in a spring training exhibition game at Holman Stadium in Dodgertown. Koufax struck out 5 in 2 1/3 innings, and Drysdale struck out 8 in only 4 innings of work.
Sounds like a positive future developing for those two guys.
Yeah, what happened to them? Did they stick?
They both pitched together, they both held out for most money, and they both won world championships, and they're both in the Hall of Fame.
They did okay.
So bad.
Number 53, Big D, one of my all-time favorite Dodgers. Love that guy.
Absolutely true. Great moment there in Dodger history. Steve, we're going to get back to, you've done radio, television, you've been successful at both. Your preference?
The pure preference is this, is radio. I got into it for radio as a kid. I would be talking into my sister's hairbrush. You know, that's how she remembers me, taking her hairbrush and talking and announcing. There's just something so intimate about radio and so authentic about radio and so one-to-one about radio. I love television. Believe me, television's been very, very good to me. But radio is purer. And as a matter of fact, I tried to do television like it was radio.
That's what I was going to say. You had the broadcast experience. So we saw you a lot on Good Day LA, right?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, do we have a couple of women we can stand on either side there of Steve so he can get comfortable here in the Ron and myself?
I'm waiting to be interrupted.
So you had these beautiful women who added a really good part of the show. You guys were a great team. But you were always like the glue. You knew how to move it along. You knew how to promote. You knew how to do things. And they picked up on that as well, too. But that's what made that show. It was like a morning radio show on television. And you and I talked about that earlier. That's your genius. That was great.
Well, people in the morning are not. It's not the Tonight Show. You're not lying in your bed paying 100% attention. You're putting your underwear on. You're having a shower. You're making breakfast. You're getting the kids off to school. So you look once in a while. You look, but the rest of the time, you're listening. So it is essentially a radio show. And I always thought my job, pardon me, my job is akin to being a point guard in basketball.
Okay.
Take the ball down the court. Who's got the hot hand? Who's open? The game's, the game's on the line. I'll take the shot. And so it's almost like producing while you're on the air, which you have to do in radio because you're on by yourself usually.
Yeah. That's true.
Did you like working solo?
I like working solo in radio, but not in television.
And why was that?
In radio, again, it's that, you know, my first big radio job was late at night in Houston, Texas, and I'd be speaking into this piece of metal, and we had a station where the signal went about 25 miles to the north and 3,000 miles to the south. And people, Americans in jail in Argentina, would be listening to me. And there was something so unique about that relationship that it was almost spiritual in its way. It was magical to me. I'm just talking, and people are listening and responding, and I can say things, and they hear it, and they I can help, I can learn, I can teach, I can do all of these things at the same time.
Is there a responsibility with that? Because I always felt like it's, once you're in front of the microphone, there's a responsibility about what you say that's maybe missing from radio nowadays with so many political opinions that go out there. People just spout things off.
You're so right. When I first got into talk radio, it was more a window to the world.
Yeah.
It wasn't – I call them – they're really like religious shows where you have your religion and you're preaching your religion and no other religion applies. One of the things I learned early on – and by the way, it was a mandate from the general manager. You're there to introduce topics, put it in context, work people through their opinions, have them explain why, challenge their opinions. But you're not here to sell a political point of view. And by the way, in those days, people weren't doing that much.
Exactly.
A brilliant broadcaster came along named Rush Limbaugh, and everybody's imitated him ever since. And I think radio has lost a lot because of that.
He was the real deal. Other people tried to imitate him, and that's where it bogged down a little bit because they didn't really maybe believe what they were saying, but they thought it was the way to achieve the ratings to get the more dollars and that kind of thing.
You know what?
Right?
Now it's piss off the base. How do you keep people listening? Piss off the base. Yeah. Tell them you can tell them something else that'll make them angry, and they'll stick around.
Did you enjoy doing the solo the random call-ins with the with
I loved it. Because I never knew what was coming in.
Right.
I like to have a structure around me and then violate it every moment. Never know what the next call is going to be. Never wanted to know what the next call was going to be. I like that flying by the seat of your pants. That was part of the fun of all of it. And what I found, for instance, I've done so many television shows that I don't even know if I can remember the names of all of them. But a show like – I did a show called Two in the Town, which was enormously successful here in Los Angeles. And we traveled the world, and it was the greatest job in the world. But it wasn't the same thrill of sitting there talking to a mic, knowing your voice is going out, and people are listening.
And sports, you had to be up on sports, too, because when you're doing sports talk, they're calling in questions about some player that maybe no one knows about. You got to still sort of know because you got to give an answer.
You know, I used to say this. I had this odd thing at KABC. I did 2 hours of a general talk show, and then I segued into sports talk. And what I learned was, this is so true, I could be on 2 hours and talk about issues and history and politics and get away with anything. When I go to sports talk, if I said something wrong, there were 500 guys in cars on the 405 calling me to tell me I got it wrong.
That's it.
Well, the wonderful thing about baseball is that everybody gets a chance to have an opinion, and you're not necessarily wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have your favorite player, you have your favorite team. Things come up, you discuss it, and you know the strategy. Of course, this is the part of today's baseball game that is a lot different from the game that I played and the game that I watched, is that, you know, the game that our fan base now is accustomed to seeing doesn't resemble anything that they grew up learning about the game.
Yes.
Everything has changed.
Yes.
Except that it's nine innings, there's three outs in innings, and the bases are 90 feet apart.
It's nine innings and 23 pitchers.
Exactly. And they don't understand, you know, why are we having a bullpen game? And the bullpen game to me is nothing more than a glamorized exhibition game.
Mm-hmm.
They all count the same, but it's almost like, we don't care too much today. You
right.
know?
Take the day off.
Yeah. And we're going to mix things up.
What I would love as I was a kid with the transistor radio listening to the game was the pitcher's in trouble. Will he pitch his way out of it?
Right.
Doesn't exist any longer.
Which is your grinky Dusty Baker story.
Yeah,
pitching on.
Right.
Well, that's missing from the game, Ron. And I think in the players of your era, and there's great players now. I'm not taking away anything from them. But it's kind of like your mental ability to concentrate and to win and to catch a nuance or see if somebody's got their swing is off or whatever for you to put a shift on. That's all part of knowing the game. And I don't know if all that's – if there's so many things in spring training where they practice bunting and stealing. Nobody does that anymore in spring training.
You know, a million things just went through my mind while you were saying that. I pranced off here and here and here and here and here. When you look at the old school baseball, when Koufax and Drysdale, as an example, were pitching tonight, it was their ball.
Mm-hmm.
It was their game.
Yep.
And when they got in trouble, then, you know, you would think about it.
Yeah.
But if they were in the seventh inning pitching a shutout, they're going to take it to the hilt. Sandy Koufax, I don't recall which year it was, but it was in the 60s. And we won 27 games, and he had 27 complete games.
Mm-hmm.
Teams don't have 27 complete games.
No. The league doesn't have 27.
No, it's ridiculous. Yeah. And it's all protecting the investment, right? Mm-hmm. They don't want to have too many pitches thrown. They have guys who are slotted in to do this particular segment. They don't look to pitch nine innings anymore. They look to pitch six. And it's just
it's different. I liked it, but listen, I don't want to do the get off my lawn thing because there's a lot of things in baseball that I do like now. I don't like the three true events of either a home run, a walk, or an out.
Right.
How much time we have in this segment? Here I am taking over. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I fall into it. I'm sorry.
You're a radio TV guy. Go
you're
ahead.
Here. You're the guest.
I know you've talked about this a billion times, but I want to be selfish and have you talk to me about it.
Okay.
The most infamous moment in World Series history, you, Goose Gossage, getting hit in the head. I know you have to talk about this so much. I was watching the game. My heart went to my throat. I thought you were dead.
So did my wife.
So did your wife. And Cosell is, of course, in the middle of incredible. He really did a good job on it. Jim Palmer did a terrible job. Here you are lying on the field. We don't know if you're going to live or die. And he said, well, it was just an inside pitch that got away a little bit. He was talking about the spin on the ball or whatever it was. That moment when you were down on the ground, were you aware of anything?
I fell in slow motion.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit the deck. And I think I grabbed my head. I was worried that, you know, something might have
pop out,
protruded.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing Tommy Hutton's dad, who was the usher. That let the people in through the main gate behind home plate, those swinging gates.
Yes.
I saw Mr. Hutton, and I remember seeing, there's Mr. Hutton as I'm going down. Bill Buehler, our trainer, was the first one out there. I asked him if anything was, you know, out of place, and he said no. But yeah, I had a concussion.
Were you out of it for a moment or not?
I don't think I passed out,
mm-hmm.
but I did fall in slow motion. So that's telling you something.
Yes.
They took me into the clubhouse. They put a big old turban on my head with ice. Luckily, it was in the eighth inning of the game. Goose Gossage and their manager, Bob Lemon, came over after the game into our clubhouse and visited with me.
And you didn't feel that Goose was headhunting with
you? No, I knew Goose. It was just a pitch that got away. I just tried to stay in it on too long. And, I was able to duck a bit. It capped me. Today's protocol would have had me out of the World Series the rest of the way.
Okay, I'm sorry for interrupting, but you were wearing...
I wasn't wearing an ear flap.
No.
And if I hadn't ducked my head... where it catches on the brim, like your hat, that little brim that goes around.
Why weren't you wearing an ear flap?
I just felt more comfortable without it, but didn't go back into home plate ever again without it on.
All right.
Only has to happen once.
So the game went back. There was a rain out, gave you an extra day off, and you came back, and you went 2 for 3. It was an incredible day.
Unbelievable.
Incredible day.
Here we are.
But you know what? If I were your manager... you wouldn't have played.
Yeah. Well, Tommy followed me around like my dog, shadow dog, and kept reminding me that the lineup with the fourth spot was open with my name already gone.
Tommy, man.
And I said,
not suggesting anything, but take a look at this empty lineup here.
Right. Yeah. Well, I did come out of the ball game after we blew it open, and I remember having to leave because I was a little dizzy. But was never more thrilled than seeing the last out of the game being hit by Bob Watson off of Steve Howe into straightaway center field.
What team are you playing?
Yankees. Oh, yeah, those guys. Yeah, yeah. And by the way, it felt really good winning the World Series.
The rest is history.
Now with
really,
the,
really good.
Now
I liked it too.
With the protocol in place, with a concussion, you never would have played.
That's correct, but it was left up to me, and as bullheaded as I am at times,
I'm doing this show concussed.
Man.
I don't know if
we're
you know
going to be back for the last segment right after
love
this.
Love you, Penguin.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Can't be just fine.
Hello, everyone. We're back with We'll See About That, our last segment. Mike Gary, Mike Horn, Ron Say, and our special guest, Steve Edwards, and March Madness is back in the action. Got your favorites yet? I've got Gonzaga.
I got Gonzaga, too. I called that a couple weeks ago.
Yes, you did.
They're in the Western, and I think it's going to be quite interesting. Alabama looks very, very good. Poor Virginia got knocked out earlier in the week.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Surprise. But there's always upsets. But mine is more of a personal thing. I'm going to take Gonzaga. I'm going to take Arizona. I'm going to take UCLA. I don't care if I'm wrong. I just want them to win.
You're leaving out USC there. They're,
and USC. In? All Come the on. Pac-12 teams, you know, that I was a part of.
Pac-12?
Long,
Pac-12?
Long Pac-12? Not after next year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay.
But
it was the Pac-8, right?
Pac-8. I was a part of that.
And it's going to be the Pac-10 soon.
Well, it may not be the Pac-anything. Who knows what's going to realize.
But here's a question for you. When the two schools leave, will they still call it the Pac-12 with 10 teams?
I don't know.
No, they're going to call it, they're going to add SMU. They're going to add a couple other teams to actually make it the Pac-10.
Yeah, well, it's still called the Big Ten, too, and there's about 25
teams. That's right.
Yeah.
That's where I was going. Yeah. And by the way, so – SMU, when I think of SMU, I think Pacific.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think Pacific Coast, SMU, right there in Dallas.
Okay, let's switch over to the Oscars. There was an incident that came up, pretty much everybody's aware of, but Jamie Lee Curtis won the Best Supporting Actress, and there was a lot of flack over that. Angela Bassett. How did you see all of that?
Well, Angela Bassett, of course, was in Black Panther. And Black Panther, we had the tragic death of Chadwick Boseman. And so that was kind of, I guess, considered like a consolation prize to the Black Panther cast itself.
Okay.
But a career award, a lifetime achievement award. Yes. Her reaction caught on camera wasn't very gracious.
No, it wasn't.
She's a human being.
I can understand the disappointment.
We're all capable of doing the wrong thing when the camera's on. Yeah. I know that.
There was no slapping on this show, by the way, today. Nobody got up and slapped.
Not on that show, maybe on this show.
That's why you didn't watch.
Well, Trevor Bauer is going to be going to Japan, folks. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but he's going to be playing some baseball.
Would you like to see him back in the MLB?
Not for me. Right. He's good. Anyway, just want to thank all of our people from Sports Byline Podcast and CRN Radio. We have a special guest next week, Mark Langell, the Dodger historian. Please tune in and see what he has to say.